This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Chicago, jury selection is underway in a trial of three white men charged with beating a black teenager into a coma last year. The attack occurred in a Chicago neighborhood with a long history of racial violence, and the case has been peppered with allegations of mob connections, missing witnesses, and racism. From member station WBEZ, Jackie Northam reports.
It's been a year and a half of false starts, delays, and continuances for this racially charged trial to get underway. Yesterday, the first defendant, 19-year-old Frank Caruso Jr., sat quietly as jury selection finally began. At the heart of the case is a young African-American, Lenard Clark. In March 1997, the then 13-year-old Clark was riding his bike with a couple of friends in Bridgeport, a mostly white working-class neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. Police say Clark's attackers knocked him off his bike, rammed his head into a brick wall, and then beat him into a coma. As Clark began his slow, painful recovery, police arrested Caruso and his two co-defendants, 18-year-old Victor Jasis and 21-year-old Michael Kwidzinski. They were charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery, and committing a hate crime. In what observers say should have been a straightforward case for the state's attorney, the prosecution has suffered a series of setbacks. Ronald Allen, a professor of law at Northwestern University, says there is an enormous pressure on the prosecution just to bring the high-profile case to trial.
If they don't bring prosecution, then they're going to be subjected to criticisms from as racist, basically, that arguments that will be made and rhetoric will be bandied about that this is an example of the racist system. However, if they bring prosecutions and bring them too soon, then the risk is that they're going to lose them.
The prosecution's main dilemma is witnesses. One was murdered in what police say is an unrelated incident. The other, Richard DeSantis, has disappeared, and a federal manhunt is yet to find him. The trials of Caruso's co-defendants are still on hold while the search continues. There are persistent rumors that both the DeSantis and Caruso families have links to organized crime. The Caruso family denies the allegations, but many court watchers speculate that mob ties could have something to do with DeSantis's disappearance. The other key witness, Lenard Clark himself, cannot remember the incident, but it's likely he will still be called on to testify. State's Attorney Richard Devine says his office will have to work around the obstacles.
Without the witnesses in question, we have a case. We have a prosecutable case, and it will be prosecuted.
Despite Devine's assurances, Mark Allen, an activist with the Rainbow Push Coalition, says many in the African-American community fear that the case may fall apart.
Here's a young man who will never be the same again. His family will never be the same again. And somehow it appears as if what people are fearing now is that nobody will come to justice.
There is much riding on the outcome of this trial. For the prosecutors who have taken so long to get it on track, for race relations in Chicago, and for a black teenager who happened to ride his bike on what was for him the wrong side of town. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Northam in Chicago.